Hello, and welcome to the 165th episode of Crosby's Nine, where we look at English from all angles. Please repeat, it's time for action as opposed to loafing around. It's time for action as opposed to loafing around. Well, let's take a look at that expression as opposed to. It simply means rather than or instead of. And we're going to be practicing that expression throughout the podcast. As opposed to. These are the good expressions you can incorporate into your English language. You'll sound as if you even have a higher level of English. But this is important vocabulary to incorporate. As opposed to means rather than and instead of. So again, it's time for action as opposed to loafing around. What does to loaf around mean? To loaf around means to waste time, doing nothing, being idle. Well, it's time for action as opposed to loafing around. Come on, let's go, move it. We say this a lot in English. When you want to get somebody to do something, of course, it's quite informal. Move it, let's go. We use this expression when we want to tell somebody to hurry. So it's time for action as opposed to lounging around. Repeat, please. It's time for action as opposed to. And by the way, we spell opposed, O-P-P-O-S-E-D. So it's three words, as opposed to, which means simply rather than or instead of. So it's time for action as opposed to lounging around. Oh, man. I don't feel like doing anything today. I'm just going to lounge around. To lounge around means to simply spend your time in a relaxed way, sitting somewhere, doing very little. No, no, come on, it's time for action, as opposed to lounging around. Come on, you guys, it's time for action, as opposed to lazing around. Lazing around. How do you spell laze? L-A-Z-E. To laze around is basically the same thing as lounging around. To lounge around, to laze around, it's basically the same thing. To just spend time doing practically nothing. Let's go, you guys. It's time for action as opposed to lazing around. Hey, let's get this show on the road. Some of you might be familiar with that expression. If you want to take action, we'll say, let's get this show on the road, meaning it's time to begin a new project. It's time to begin working. Let's get this show on the road. Hey, let's get the ball rolling. Let's get the ball rolling. Another good expression that refers to taking action. Let's get the ball rolling basically means let's begin an activity. So, it's time to take action as opposed to, remember we are practicing our new expression, as opposed to, yeah, it's time to take action as opposed to being a couch potato. What is a couch potato? A couch potato is somebody who spends most of their time watching TV and not really exercising, not really doing anything. This person doesn't have any interesting hobbies. By the way, what's a couch? Well, a couch is a sofa. You know, when I was a kid, we never used the word sofa in Chicago. We always used the word couch, which is a long, comfortable seat for two or three people. So it's a synonym for sofa, but I never used the word sofa. We always called it a couch. Oh, man. So, you guys, listen, it's time for action as opposed to procrastinating. Procrastinating. What does the verb to procrastinate mean? It means to leave things you should do now until later because you just don't want to do them. I'll do it tomorrow. So the verb is to procrastinate. The noun is procrastination or procrastinating in this case. So yeah, come on, you know, it's time for action as opposed to procrastinating, which reminds me of that expression, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Please repeat, imitate me. Remember, your pronunciation will improve tremendously if you simply imitate me. Again, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. That expression means simply don't delay doing something if you can do it immediately. And of course, in that expression, we see the fantastic phrasal verb to put off. I'm sure most of you know it. What does to put something off mean? It's basically to arrange to delay an event or to delay an activity until a later time or a later date. Hey, let's get into gear, guys. Are you ready? Let's get into gear. Oh, another expression referring to taking action. Getting into gear or to get into gear. Basically, it means to prepare to do something. Again, start taking action, especially after not taking action. And of course, it refers to those speeds, the transmission, the gearbox of a car. To get into gear means, hey, let's go. Let's get the show on the road, as I said before. Or, for example, let's get the ball rolling. Let's get into gear. So it's time to get into gear as opposed to sitting around. Sitting around is simply wasting time. I would say this is the one we use the most in the United States in terms of not doing anything, wasting time, sitting around. Sitting around basically means not doing anything. If you're not doing something, if you're not active, you are inactive. And the noun there is inaction. The adjective is inactive. And there is a really cool expression regarding inaction. In fact, it was Dale Carnegie, who was an American writer and lecturer. There's a word for you. Please repeat, lecturer. Somebody who gives a lecture or a speech is a lecturer. That reminds me of the great word to manufacture, the verb to manufacture. The noun is a manufacturer. A manufacturer is somebody who manufactures something. Anyway, Dale Carnegie was a writer. He was a lecturer. And he had a cool expression. He said, inaction breeds doubt and fear. Please repeat, inaction breeds doubt and fear. Okay, well, look at this word, inaction. Of course, inaction is idleness. Inaction is a lack of action or lack of activity. So again, Dale Carnegie said, inaction breeds doubt and fear. What's the verb there? To breed. Well, of course, to breed means to produce by sexual reproduction. In this case, he's using it simply as a verb that means to produce. So what do you think? He says, inaction breeds doubt and fear. Now remember, doubt is spelled D-O-U-B-T. The B is silent. And he said, action breeds confidence and courage. Breed, bread, bread. There's a good verb for you. And when I think of inaction, I also think of the expression analysis paralysis. Analysis paralysis is the concept of being unable to make a decision. You can't make a decision because you are overthinking the problem. You are dealing with too many variables. You are overthinking. You are researching the solutions instead of taking action, as opposed to taking action, as opposed to making a decision. Don't fall into the trap of analysis paralysis. And also, it's time to take action as opposed to being slothful. What's a sloth? A sloth is that animal that moves very slowly, right? It lives in the tropical forests of South and Central America. It hangs from branches of trees downward, and it moves very slowly. It's a sloth, S-L-O-T-H. Now, if you're slothful, of course, you don't move very quickly. You're lazy. You are unwilling to make an effort. So we have that adjective, slothful, which, by the way, is one of the seven deadly sins, or one of the seven cardinal sins. We have pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.